And here's a tall order. I'm Durward Kirby, held over for a second week by popular demand of my wife. Boy, she'd do anything to get me out of the house. So, forward with Durward! Here's Sonny James, who does not sing with forked tongue.
But on the bank of the river stood a running bear, young Indian brave. On the other side of the river stood his lovely Indian maid, a little white dove who was a herding, such a lovely sight to see. But their tribes fought with each other, so their love could never be. Running bare of a little white dove, with a love big as a sky. Running bare of a little white dove, with a love that couldn't die. He couldn't swim raging river, cause the river was too wild. He couldn't reach the little white dove waiting on the other side. In the moonlight he could see her throwing kisses across the way. Her little heart was beating faster, waiting for her Indian brave. Running back of a little white dove, with a love big as sky. Running back of a little white dove, with a love that couldn't die. Running back, dove in the water, little white dove did the same. And they swam out to each other through the swirling stream. They came as their hands touched and their lips met. The raging river pulled them down. Now they'll always be together in their happy hunting ground. Running back, love a little white dove.
Singer Nancy Wilson has been called many things by appreciative fans and reviewers. A singer's singer, lady style, electrifying elegance, and more. But a young fellow called Casey uses the name she likes best, Mama. Nancy spoke to Monitor's Pat Sheridan about a challenge she faces, along with every parent today, trying to raise a healthy, normal youngster in a world that too often seems anything but.
Do you think things have improved, that Casey will have a better future than if he were born 20 years ago?
Definitely, he will have a better future. I'm not so much worried about my son, Casey, as I am about my sister.
And your sister's how old?
She's 9, or my brother's child. Because, see, I'm Nancy Wilson, and they're not.
Uh-huh.
See, my son has the advantage, and he doesn't have to go to the public school system in Los Angeles. But my brother's child does have to go through the public schools in Ohio.
What's the matter with the public schools?
They're rotten.
How are they rotten, Nancy?
First of all, they're not enough. Secondly, we're overcrowded. We have too many students, not enough teachers, not enough good teachers, particularly in ghetto areas, not enough good teachers.
Is this true of every city?
Oh, yes. Any place where you have a multitude of people who are congregated and put into one area where you have poverty, pockets, it's the same. When you walk in and you find 50 to 75 kids in a kindergarten class, or in the first and second and third grades, you're going to have dumb kids coming out of school who can't read or write at the 12th grade.
These kids will never have a chance then to get ahead.
Never. And our counselors start talking to kids in 11th grade when it's entirely over. I mean, it's too late then. You've either gotten a scholarship or you're going to go out in the street.
What are we going to do about it?
I wish they'd tell me. I do what I can, that is to go into high schools and talk to students and talk to teachers and make enemies of counselors. And I do everything I can, really, to... I want my kids, and when I say my kids, I don't mean my son. I mean the kids that need it, the kids in the ghetto whom I've seen defeat before they're 8 and 9 years old. They've already assumed that because their parents don't have anything, they will never have it. That's what sickens me, is they already assume that they're not going to make it. They have been defeated before they've ever gotten into junior high school.
They start to think
that
negative.
Bothers me. Right. I think that we've got to... I tell my kids to ask questions. They talk about a communications gap, a generation gap that's always been there, and there'll always be one. We've made a great big press issue out of it, however, because they've made such an issue out of it, everybody's scared to death now. Kids don't talk to their parents. Parents don't talk to their kids because the press told them they couldn't.
How do we solve this problem?
If the kids start realizing that they can take some responsibility on their shoulders and go say, hey, look, Mom and Dad, I don't think this exists, and I want to know something. And just ask and ask and ask. And if they don't answer you today, tell them I'm coming back tomorrow. Please try and have the answer for me. And if they start working together, and if each of them realizes that it's just that, that there is not really, there doesn't exist that gap, only if you allow it to be there. These kids have brains. My son knows more about the Vietnam War than most 20-year-old people. They know an awful lot more than we give them credit for.
Nancy Wilson, with one reminder of what a Mother's Day is all about, tomorrow or any day. She'll be talking further with Pat Sheridan later this evening on Monitor. The song you're listening to is called Earth Angel, and it's done by The Vogues. Time there was a little town called Zap, North Dakota, and the good citizens out there had an idea. Why not, they said, become the Fort Lauderdale of the North? We'll invite young people from everywhere to come here for a Zappian. There's glamour in it and money, and it'll put Zap on the map. Well, the kids came this morning, and so did violence, and they almost put Zap off the map. So here then is the late monitor report from Larry Heinrich of KFYR Bismarck.
Now that the dust has settled on Zapp's gravel streets, the small town citizens are asking what went wrong. The trouble can't be summed up in just a few words. Many things add up to the violence that erupted that turned a windfall profit of $100,000 by civic-minded hosts into a pipe dream in the new short-lived Fort Lauderdale of the North. The whole thing began with an article in the North Dakota State University newspaper. It suggested a Zap-In as the most unlikely place in North Dakota. The idea caught on and grew. Students began to arrive for the Zap-In yesterday. As temperatures dropped, tempers began to rise. During the night, one of the town's two bars raised its beer prices. That was the proverbial straw. A stone was thrown through the tavern's window, more stones were thrown, and soon the youths wrecked the interior of the bar. Doors were torn from the town dance hall, and boards were ripped from buildings to build bonfires. Relative calm again settled on the group until the National Guard arrived on the scene. Today, when the crowds began to gather in Beulah and Hayden, North Dakota, there was no violence until the Guard arrived. Cold weather, too much liquor, and resentment of authority seemed to add up to the havoc that hit western North Dakota today. Larry Heinrich in Bismarck, North Dakota.
It's a sad and shocking story. Well, sir, now, the month of May is radio month. Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you take a radio to lunch? And the place for you to be every month is right here on the Monitor Beacon. It's Monitor, and the Kirbys are taking over here. I'm Durward, and here's Pat.
When I kissed you, it was yellow, and I thought it was the sun. But where was the wind? So I looked into the corner, and as lovely as it was, it moved like a storm, and it told me all about you, and the bitterness inside you. I came to know the yellow as your poison flows. When she loved you, the sugar, but the taste you thought was pure was filtered through her. And as luscious as it was, it crumbled away. And it told you she was lying, and it told you you were dying. The sugar turned to bitter and made your lemon soul.
Kirby with a new one. Now, hear this. Ring Around the World, a Monitor close-up of people and events here and abroad. In a moment, a close-up view of the Paris Peace Talks. Right after this word from General Motors Acceptance Corporation, GMAC, financing for cars, trucks, and appliances.
A car is to see fireworks on the 4th of July. Santa Claus at Christmas. and Grandma on her 80th birthday. A car is to go where the good things are, not to complicate your life with. That's why we started GMAC, General Motors Acceptance Corporation, to finance your car easily, quickly, at reasonable cost, with consideration. And your car insurance and creditor life insurance, all together, with a General Motors dealer who uses GMAC. For us, it's an anniversary. Our 50th year of financing cars, trucks, and appliances by the millions. So we know what you expect of us, to help you get where the good things are, without hang-ups. GMAC Financing. We uncomplicate things.
Now here is Garrick Utley, NBC News, Paris.
When American and North Vietnamese negotiators walked into the Majestic Hotel in Paris for the first time a year ago, there were few hopes of a quick peace. It was said the negotiations would be long and difficult, and they have been. But despite the apparent diplomatic stagnation, the talks have made real progress over the past 12 months. A year ago, there was no peace conference. 6 months ago, neither Saigon nor the Viet Cong were present at the conference table. 4 months ago, there was not even agreement on the shape of the conference table. In addition, the South Vietnamese leaders have agreed to talk to the Viet Cong National Liberation Front. For their part, the communists have now come up with a 10-point peace plan, which, if largely unacceptable to Washington and Saigon, at least has some points which are acceptable. After a year of frustrating meetings, the communists may be ready to seriously negotiate, but even if they are, the negotiating will be slow and torturous. One day, there will be peace in Vietnam. Whether it involves a formal agreement signed in Paris or a solution worked out among the Vietnamese themselves, it will mean an inevitable withdrawal of American forces from South Vietnam, and some role at once, but the type both sides will have to accept. Garrick Utley, NBC News, Paris.
Ring Around the World monitors on-the-spot close-up of people and events in the news now. Bobby Goldsboro's making news with his new movie contract, and it looks like he may settle down to picture-making permanently, but not quite yet.
I could not stay for long when you asked me to come over in the wee hours of the morning. I said I could not let the sunrise catch me sleeping, and that is why I've given you fair warning. And though you might have loved me like I never ever have been loved before, your front door is open and I've got to keep on moving. So I will stay with you a while, and then I'll let my hitchhike thumb take me to where I wanna. Because I've got to keep on searching for the dream that I've been seeking since I left my Oklahoma. And who's to say but that I might be back tomorrow? If I find this only sorrow, you may see me from your windowsill next morning. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I've felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift from town to town, searching all around, looking for the answer to my sorrow. And if the answer is you, then I'll be back tomorrow. Let's make the most of time before the break of day, but don't try to make me stay if I don't want to. Cause I've got to keep on searching for that dream, and you can't find me with the simple words, I love you. But if I realize the dream that I've been searching for is waiting here behind your door, then I'll come back to stay. I trip from town to town, searching all around, looking for the answer to my sorrow. And if the answer is you, then I'll be back tomorrow.
Want to know a four-letter word that every one of us has to say on occasion? Help. If you're disabled and just getting along the best you can, there is a way you can help yourself to a better life and a rewarding job that you like. If you are disabled or concerned about someone who is, write to HELP, H-E-L-P, Box 1200, Washington, D.C. Box 1200, Washington, D.C. Help yourself to get a better grip on the future. Music by the Classical Guy. Hey, there's a story out of Coney Island today. The operators of the roller coaster rides at the famous amusement park report that since the season opened just 1 month ago, riders on the roller coaster have left behind 21 toupees, 14 pairs of contact lenses, 2 dental plates, and 6 pairs of shoes. Also, an assortment of false eyelashes, 3 sets of what the ladies used to call deceivers, and 1 girdle. And so the owners are thinking of changing the name from The Thunderbolt to The Moment of Truth. Another Moment of Truth just ahead, NBC News on the Hour, and I'm Durward Kirby.
Time to try it.